din that after a number of years the husband, the first husband, shows up. So the halacha is facing Zeruze. So she suffers. So it's very detrimental to her if she gets married and then the Baal shows up. So the male, when this gives her a heter to get married, the Isha will be very cautious in getting married. She will make sure that the husband is not alive. And she has ways of finding out, because she knows the husband, so she can realize if the husband has been alive, she will get her anyway. So it's based upon the internet of the Chela Shachmat, or the Zeyfo, which is like the Yusidah, or the Yusidah, or the Yusidah, or the Yishkurah. So it's a deal with us. It's not the deal of Abedis, but it's other people in the other world also has not been in the rest of money. So in other words, even I say she's allowed to get married. And the basis of certain humanness of who's not with the ruler in Shakrinche, because with Isha died the reason. That's a very reasonable thing. Tate says, he's an old man. Tate says, he's a man. He's an old man. And then some of the things say that the discussions are supposed to. Because there is a question in the Supreme. The Yochum is that of the Ish, the Halonim of the Hathos, the Ish of the Ish of the Nikon, Adel the Ish of Kom, so it's a special of Hathos. So, what they say is, they say just the French in the Supreme, and he says, that is not a So, in other words, there are two kinds of Akhiris. There is one kind of Akhiris where the Akhiris is Halal Misa. So, with this show, Chachomim had a key activated Misa, like in Yom Ha'akam. So, he was a key of Misa of Shkodehut in order to be Batrish in Yabba, to be Matrish in Yabba. So, only with this show, Besdin had a key to be a key of Misa. But in there is not, so Besdin cannot be a key of the Misa. With the show, if there is a show, so there's an abundant Hezekiah to be any care in the Israelites, but not with this. But then, Yomar Abedne, so it's another kind of Akira. It's not Akira that is how I'm in Israel, and the Israelites is, but, or are the Israelites here. But, in other words, there is our hair, this Mitzvah, but neither I say this Mitzvah means someone who is so neglected, as it seems, that there are no children. But if a certain disease is neglected, people don't take a real interest in the disease. But children, yes, he has children, but he doesn't have a big funeral. So that's not in the sense. That's not in the sense. So the home has a chaos, there's no chaos. If it is a double Adenial in this Mitzvah, even though with the Reises, he is not Michlau in the category of this Mitzvah, so the double Adenial, the Chachon, the Rekeach, to be Machis, to give him a Chalushem, give her a Chalushem, the Machis, the Ktano, the Isha Ktano, to be Machis, her, in the category of this Mitzvah, in the category of this Mitzvah. So the Melee, So the Kirle Chalushem, so the Akira is not Chalad Yisa of Ritami Baal Dhani. Not, and that Chachonim have no Keach to be Ikea Yisa to Meskeni. But the Akira means that since he's dangerous with it, even though with the Raitse Mamech, she doesn't have a Chalushem as Mitzvah, she is not so neglected and abandoned by everybody that she cannot even have taken. But maybe the Mitzvah there is, it partakes of the characteristics of the Mitzvah. Not in a full way, But, in other words, this mitzvah means completely abandoned. She is not completely abandoned. Let me not kill him. But sees that all the relatives will take the lesser interest in her. Because she has a husband. Let her husband take care of her. So the melee, so it's daily in this mitzvah. So if it's daily in this mitzvah, so the Chachamim have the keyach to declare her as a mistress, to be machmisa in the category of this mitzvah. But with the I say it's not included in the category of this mitzvah. But if the Chachamim say so, so they have the keyach. In other words, it's like the keyach of Hefka Bezim Hefka. It's in the moment. So if the Chachamim say that Ruben's mommy should belong to Shimon, so with the I say, Shimon becomes the owner. Because the Chachamim said so. So we don't have David. So if it's not in the Rabbein, if it doesn't partake of the elements of Mesnitzah in any way, then the Chachamim went to the Keah to give a Chalishah Mesnitzah. And the same thing is true about Idah. Because apparently this is Shikhi is, after all, some of the Shem mentioned, I mean, that's mentioned here safely, the Yom Idah of the Inch of Olam of Hathos, the Inch of the Nikon, Abu Vedisishokon. So it's a Zot Hathosu. So apparently this is Shikhi is, that's Mach. But what's the Pshach that's Mach? Now, in the case of an Idah who comes, even an Hathom Siach of the Kimmel, and who comes and says, Mez Dairo, so then, we are not worried about the Issa Rishish. Because after all, besides the Issa, the other Birurim also, the other Birurim, Hazoke, Ro, Svek, Sveke, the whole kind of Birurim, the Aloche. So true indeed, there is Aloche of the Domo Shebedeo of Mishmai. So only two Eidim are accepted, are admitted in Domo Shebedeo, but not any Dehra. But that doesn't mean that there couldn't be any other evidence, any other belonging circumstantial evidence. So mainly, as far as the determination of the facts is concerned, so then Midrash, an account of the Aloche of Yusuf Adil and Muyim Mishat Ha'inche, and an account of the fact of the Tichila Shachmarta or the Seifo, so Yusuf died to Mitzvah, so there is a Yudene, there is a presumption that what the Dechot says is true. Because if there had been any possibility of not being true, so the woman wouldn't be married. Because she knows the repercussions and the consequences in case the husband will ultimately show up. So if the Dechot comes and testifies that the husband died, and the woman relying upon the testimony of the Dechot, so she gets married, so that means she's convinced that what the Dechot says is true. So as far as the pure Hadrobo is concerned, it's a pure Midraise. And in general, it's not Shayach to say a pure Midraise. Because what is pure mean? Pure means, in other words, that this is an evidence that the facts are determined. Are determined. So either we are determined or they're not determined. It's not Shayach to say, Midraise, we don't know whether the husband is dead. But with Rabbanon, we say the husband is dead. Doesn't make sense. Either he's dead or he's not dead. So it's not Shayach to say with a Biro with Rabbanon. Here, when the Shem say that Midrachot is never with Rabbanon, they mean that the demoness of the Midrachot is based upon the Rabbanon. If not for the Rabbanon of faith in Zeru Mizeh, then there wouldn't be any Yundene of Ishidai from Mitzvah. Why is there a Yundene of Ishidai from Mitzvah? Because the Chachamim were misakim in the case where a woman gets married on the basis of the testimony by Idah, and then the husband shows up after a number of years, so then she has to be divorced. She states in Zeru Mizeh, so in other words, there are serious repercussions. So as a result of their Takone, Midrash say, she doesn't have to be taken from the first husband, because when she's mizanet b'sheyed or be'enes, so then she's mizanet b'sheyed. So why is she taken from the second husband? But why taken from the first husband? If the husband after a number of years shows up, she was not in zero, she was not mizanet with the second husband b'nezi, it was mishgono. So Midrash says she's mizanet with the first husband. But the Chachamim are misakim. As a result of this takone of Eitzim Zemezeh, So there is a Choche in the Reis. And as far as the Choche is concerned, it's not shy to say a Choche in the Rabbah. A Choche is a Choche. But there is a Loche. The Reis. So there is a Loche at the Shnai Mili Yachudah. So you don't want to be out for the Shnai. So that means the Beit Din is not allowed to act. And no one is allowed to act in reliance upon the testimony of the Gachem, who is not a man, who is not a man. But it has nothing to do with the Yisrael Shishish. It has nothing, because as far as the Yisrael Shishish, what kind of Yisrael Shishish is there? After all, we have the Choche of the Shibaita Yisrael, of Yisrael 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 Yisrael. So we are sure that the husband is there. If the husband is there, how can there be a Yisrael Shishish? But Even if Rabbi Shmaya is guided and the husband is dead, there is no Yisrael Shishish, but there is a Loche, Rabbi Shmaya may be Yom. For example, the Rambam says in the Yosha Mishneh, the TV is not being come in the Yachot. This he cannot act on the basis of the testimony of the Yachot. If it is not being come and you say, you testify to certain facts, this he cannot be his money, this he cannot be money. But if not he tells us, we are sure that it's true, and suppose Meshav Aharei, they are craving the apostle like this. So the Gemara always mentions, even Meshav Aharei, we cannot be come like this. Is there any sophic that maybe Meshav Aharei are not telling the truth? I mean, but still, Bezdin cannot be made to money because it's a apostle of Bishnai Levi Yochidomo, even if we are sure that the facts are true. So, in the case where the Yechot testifies in style, so because of Chena Shechmato, the same for Yechotim is also, because of Yilzid Abidun Guyo in Shad Chayishe, and because of Yishad Aikam Yilzid, there is a Biro in the Reise, but it's a Yechotim Dodis, it's not a Biro of Abedis, and there is a Locher of Yishnai Yilin of Yilavo, so in the Reise, Bezdin is not allowed to be able to get married, and the woman, even though she's convinced that her husband is dead, she's still not allowed to get married because of Al-Bishnai, maybe Yochum Davor. So the Chachamim say that this Idechor has a Chalui Shemedes. Why does he have a Chalui Shemedes? So in Kiel Yachum Nachman Kiel, the answer is, since he's Yochum Adele. So the Meile, the Chachamim can give him a Chalui Shemedes. So the Meile, it's not also to basically to be matter of nothing. And as far as the Yisrael Shishish is concerned, we are not worried about that because we have experience behind that what the Yechot says is true. On the basis of Yusuf Abidu Yehuyin and the Shach Elishin, I think this is what Hamidashi means. As far, this is what Hamidashi means. Shavir Rabbona on the Holy Kachim here, Hamidashi doesn't say that the Chachamim must hear everything Shishish. But it means, Texas itself says that in the case of the Lord of Vasper, when the husband forced the woman to say Reitan until she agreed, so neither I say other things to go on that. But after a bomb is made, why? Who also shall we get in? So the main one of it means it's a chaos to be Makia Ikinian, to be Makia Ikinian, to be Makia Ikinian if it's a Dover Adam. So they will talk to the Bible, because Dushin cannot take effect, so we need that solution. But in the answer we say, Agabunse Gomorrah. But still, there is an element of coercion involved, because her das was obtained through force, through violence. So it's you as a result of the violence exercised by the husband, by the Mikadosh, so she gave her consent. So in the answer there is das. But it's a Dover Adene, Shalom Midas. So since it's a Dover Adene, so maybe the Chachomim and the Kiyach is yes, Kiyach and the Chachomim and the Kiyach to declare it, a Shalom Midas. A Shalom Midas. And this is how Rabbi Gershon explains, the Gemara says, so, Kodesh Bibir, Malika Lema, so I said, so Shabu Rabbi Gershon is used, so Rabbi Gershon, that everything should be it, has an element of Jesus, since Rav didn't have an entire idea. So in other words, every act of Bishidia is preaches, it's an act of preaches. It's an act of preaches. Why is it an act of preaches? Because it has the semblance of the Jesus. But it's not the Jesus Mamish. It's the Jesus. So, aber die Gerschen, das sind Jews, that anyone is in Kandu Bire, so she put that, so how the Hasri Shomer. Aber die Gerschen says, here there was a special Tachonis Chachonim. The Chachonim were Machia Gedushin. And why were they Machia Gedushin? Why were they Machia Gedushin? So Tesis explains it, and the Bire says, Tesis explains the Gemara of Basra, the Gemara of Bomes, and the Bire says, of Rech, of real consent. Even though I say there was consent. In the world of Basra, I said there was consent, because I have been saying, come on back. She said later. But there is an element of no consent, because after all, the Ritza itself was obtained through undue pressure, through violence, through coercion. So in the end, she wanted. But how that consent was obtained? Through coercion, through violence. Because he hit her, he threatened her. He put her in prison. So it's true, as a result of that violence, of that coercion, she gave her consent. So did I say there is no lack of consent, but there is an element of lack of consent in view of the fact that the consent itself was a painful violence. She was happily married to the first husband. But she was a child, she was a bailiff, and she was a child, so he kicked her. You want to be married to me? So he said yes. So in other words, without any premeditation, she gave her consent to Jesus. But it's not real love. So it's Dovah Adeime to Balkor. So since it's Dovah Adeime, Yeish Kelah Lakonim, to give it the Chalishem of no das of Balkor. The Chachomim declared that to be Balkor. The Chachomim declared that to be Balkor. So the difference between Jesus of Shach and Balkor. So over here, there is an element of no consent, because in the moment of Basra, so the consent itself was obtained through violence, through coercion, through good power. And the moment of Bomes, again, there is an element of Balkor. Even though Midrash itself, so it is considered Midrash. But there is an element of no consent, because after all, he obtained a das, you know, without any premeditation, and while she was caught by surprise. So, I'll begin with the right thing, it's considered das. But it did get to Balkor. So, maybe it's not a thing, man. So, they say, this is not a thing. But so, in case, here, it's not the right thing. So, here, they say, explains the more important to this on the basis of now. And Rabbi Gershon explains it also on the basis of Dovah Adeime is Yeshia of the Chachomim lacking. So, because since every Dushibir has an element of Yazdus, Rabbi, it's a princess, every Dushibir. But it only has an element of Yazdus, but it's not one of Yazdus, it's Yazdus. So, since it's a Dovah Adeime with Yazdus, so the Mele, the Chachomim of the Keach, the Keach, but where were the Chachomim in a different situation? Not the Chachomim were in there in all situations. So this is the Pshat of Rabbi Gershon in Shabbat Rabbi Gershon. Now, the thing I'm going to ask for that is the Chachomim. So obviously, Rabbi Gershon's Shita is the Shita of the Rambam. Now, the Rambam has a cloud in Sifra Mitzvahs that he doesn't include in the Nira Mitzvahs mitzvahs that are reduced to the Midas between the Midas Hakeh and the Shekeh. Because everything that Jesus could do is at the end of is with the Messiah. So, it's inconceivable that the Rambam should say to the sacred. Of course, I mean, if somebody, so the Rambam calls Pushi Kesef with the Messiah. But everybody knows that the Rambam also spells it out if a woman is in stature to Kesef and then somebody is more than her. So it's Hayumise Hemet. So it's not in the Rambam. The answer is the Rambam doesn't even call it Rambam. I mean, yes, he uses the word in the Rambam, but the Rambam is very careful not to call something that is reduced to the Midrash of Yerushalayim than the Rambam. He calls it in the sacred. But the sacred is an ambiguous word. Sometimes when the Rambam uses the term duresic expression, duresic, he means the Chachom Misach. Sometimes when the Rambam uses the expression duresic by the connection with Bishikese, he doesn't mean the Chachom Misach, the Chas V'Sholom, but he means the Seikrim, the Chachom, he used it for the Yiddish Akhir and Rashi. But it's a device, as a matter of fact, in many of your stories, the Russian Rambam is the Akese, Din Teiro, Din Seikrim, the Dinte. So he spells it out. It's not Mamish the sacred, as we show it. It should be the sacred. The answer is there are two types of derises. There are derises that are inclusive in the Kiddush of Mikra. The Mora only says in Mikra is in the Kiddush. So you can go that Roshes, but the Mikra is in the Kiddush. The Mikra is in the Kiddush. Now, let's say, there are certain rushes that in Nicholas, let's say, gracious, is because of Theosh and Nicholas. But if you are going to translate the Torah in the English, you are not going to translate it gracious. In the moment of the Torah that is called the beginning, the world was created. I mean, it will be absurd to translate that passage that way. The Kiddush of Mikra, gracious, means in the beginning of the beginning of the creation, as Rashi explained it. So there is aloha in Nicholas. But the drash of the Chachamim is also implicit in the connotation in the Mashmoyes HaKadosh. So there are two derises. There are derises that there is one category of derises that is implicit in the traditional Mikra, in the literary, and there is another Mashmoyes that is implicit not in the traditional Mikra, not in the literary meaning, but in the drash, in the exegetical meaning. And both are mashmoyes akeros. So, in regard to certain aloches, there is a distinction between that category that I say that is implicit in the traditional Mikra and the category that I say that is not implicit in the traditional Mikra, but is deduced to the mishateros. For example, there is aloche, mitzvah levatel samitzvah yeshua shor. If somebody will take a shwe, he'll eat chaza, he'll eat leira, it's a shwe shor. But suppose he takes a shwe, he'll eat the chotzikas ice chaza, the chotzikas ice leira, so it's not a shwe shor. So that what chotzikas doesn't matter all, we learn it out from kol chile. So the Rambam says, because it's not in purash leira. What do you mean from purash leira? It's not in purash leira, it's not in purash leira. So there are two types of the ices. One derise is a derise that is implicit in Kirshon Mikra. The other type is a derise, another category of derises, that is not implicit in Kirshon Mikra, but is deduced with the Midei Shatero Midrashim. In regard to the aloha of Mitzvah Levatel HaMitzvah Yeshua Shor, so only Mitzvah Levatel HaMitzvah that is Mifurash HaTorah, that is implicit in the Kirshon Mikra Yeshua Shor, but Mitzvah Levatel HaMitzvah that is not implicit in the Kirshon Mikra is not Yeshua Shor. So the Mele, that's why the Rambam calls it the sacred. Has he shown he doesn't mean the sacred? And Rabbi Yash, even though he called it the Rabbonim, he means the Rabbonim, the Chazal, the Chachmei HaMaseicho. He used it to the Yiddish Adoshi then. But not has he shown that it's the Rabbonim. There is, Rabbi Yash was made that there is a Chiyuv Nisei for a Shishim, she became the Kodesh to Bishi Kesef. But since it represents a separate category of the Isis, so Mele, the Chachomim had the Keach to be in Keach. That kind of advice, when the Gemara in Yevamah says that in Keach the Chachomim had the Gemara in Keach, so the Gemara has reference to the advices that are implicit in the Kiddush of Mikra. But the advices that are not implicit in the Kiddush of Mikra, the Chachomim had the Keach. Joseph, the Chachomim had the Keach to be in Keach. A mitzvah of Keach, there are some in the Shema of Isaac. But the Kumbah say, if she's from Mikra, they have no Keach to be in Keach. But something that is not in the Kiddush of Mikra, but it has a deal of the Reseikrim, the other chapter of the Isis, the Chachomim and the Keach to be in Keach. This is the Shikha from Mikra.
Shir Yud Aleph and Ksuvos, Chav Vav El, Hitov Shin Mem Aleph, October 26, 1981,
and
Friday.
To the first question of Rabbi Yehuda, the bride of the Reis, the key matnai to Amos, is not the key matnai, but the Rabbono, because of Kiri, because of Kutay, so it is considered the key matnai. However, the Rabbono is able to do it because of a key Rabbono. Now, the second question is, is it Amor and Rabbono, the key matnai? So in other words, so on the second question, there is no Akhil Rabbanu Bishnu. So the Yid Ha'aris there remains. Our little Sova, what are you ashamed of? Yes, Harim is a Yid Ha'aris, he was in the Kamba, he was a Yid Ha'aris, who made his decision, he was a Yid Ha'aris, in the Mes, in the Yid Ha'aris, Kochola, in the Yid Ha'aris. So all those issues that were mentioned by the Yibok in respect to the first motion, as riots in respect to the second motion, these Mishnahs are mentioned as cast. So, Hochol Arizhe, Lomelzor, it's a riot that in time is difficult. Very Lomelzor, Hochol Arizhe, you could have a match in the Hamis, in the Hamis or the Lomelzhe, you will have to do the same. In the same way, except that in the first motion, so the whole chapter is now by way of Chayes, and here is by way of Kash. Thus, we ask the people who was in Tashima Sakhini, Tashima Sakhini, Tashima my love, what do you call all? Lord, they got to the people who come here. Tashima. Now, who don't know who you are? See, we can, but they should name a little bit. We say, what do they mean? You pass the love, what do you call the last soy, call the last soy? Roma Shiyoye, 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 there is no machlekes, no shayo, in the case where the person, the vows, don't shayo. So whatever it spells out, he's enforced. But the question is, when he doesn't spell out, one way or the other. So the middle of it, in the case of the ancient Shiyoye, So the male, if it's an answer, the shriche, so there, since it is something that always presents itself to the Baal's mind, intention and will that he will be better. He fulfills that life. He doesn't come with the very name because of the meaning of past the matter. So the get. So the get. Should be hard. So then he should have said it. The fact that he didn't say it, so he that he meant that even if it will be fulfilled, even the life will be fulfilled that way, with that kind of an image that happens very often, it should still be the get should still be high. Alright. Then we get our different point of view and see if I get that. Now there are the basis. Now, based on the basis. Maybe should we get the letter of his hope of what we get. Wie kommen wir an die Gehe? Die Teile brauchen wir nicht mehr, die Schleine ist, wie die Maschine, hol da, wo du es nur, wie kommst du mit? Der Hashtag hat uns da Seite. So in der Nähe, in der Nische der Menschen, that in the cases, wo ich sehe, in wo ich wusste, ich kann das nicht mehr, was ich hätte. Und wir kommen, ich sehe, was ich hätte. So, in saying again, why? Because the Kimachai Venus is not considered Kimachai, so I would know also that Coach Mess, but even though the more later on says that there is no Coach Mess, because on the contrary, we can say that where the Knives is scattered for death, so on the contrary, there is a wonder that the Baal wants to get to the house, because the death of the Baal is no probability, a primary motive in the giving of the gift, because he wants to protect his wife so that she should not be an Agudah, she should not be Skukov, the Yibu Mechitze. But so far, the Lord did not think of it. יחש לקבלות כדאי נעשי תורדינה, ומי חבר יוצאים אותם יום. בדיוק לא יום לכל נאמר, אם יש את הנסץ, הוא דיפור מניס בכל אותו שמר, או דיפור נס, או כמה שמר את הלכה מניסה, ועושים את הבעיה, ומיישם את זה לכם מניסה, אולי חש את כך, ומיישם את זה לכם מניסה, So why does the Mishnah mention the case of Tnai and where the Tnai was fulfilled for Mise to tell us that in this case, for two reasons it's not a get. One reason is because the get like I said, but that will only be shy of if it doesn't say the action. Suppose he'll say, Harei ze gitach me'achshav, if it wasn't kava to Mosachide, or made to Zech to Mosachide. So then, we couldn't say the get like I said. But, there's another reason as to why it's a get. Because the Kimat Nari say this. So it's that the other reason, even if he said, have you seen the last of you was in Kabash was a minute, or maybe so was a minute, it would still be. Have you seen the last of you was a minute, like a minute, so it's not good, it's not hard. So the time of the minute is the time of everything. Have a time to do it, we have to do it, we have to do it, we have to do it, so actually, even though Tevim Shin Shalei is mentioned at the end, but the fact that it's in Shalei is the town as to why the prophets cannot be marked from it. It's the town as to why the Shukat cannot be marked from it. Because it's not for the Shalei. The Kula Haber Mishin Tevim Shin Shalei. We came out in Mishnevu, come out in Israel, because now we have to come to the king, get the Hamise. We come to the new generation, get the Hamise. We come to the king, get the Hamise. You will have to come to the Hamise. I will have to come to the Hamise. Rashmino Lachuk in the Rabbi Sayyid. In other words, so only because of the same fact we know that this Mishnah disagrees with the Shita of Rabbi Sayyid with the Zman of Shoshtar and Mechiyah. And so we know because of the same fact that the Zman of Shoshtar is not Mechiyah. So, but the Abu Mahid and Isha Rashmino Lachuk in the Rabbi Sayyid. But the question is, after all, if we get the Zman, so if without the same fact, just from the Reisha we would know that Zman Shoshtar is not Mechiyah. Because the Reisha says, Harezi Gitat Meisi, Harezi Gitat Mechiyah, Zayai Meisi, we are not known. So we know it from the Reisha, so it's a Rage, that Zman Shoshtar is not Mechiyah, because if Zman Shoshtar is Mechiyah, so it's Me'achshav. So why does Mishnah say, in Yed Lacham Meisi? So Reisha says, no, as far as the Reisha is concerned, we could apply the Reishi to the case where there is no Zman. We don't have the shame for Zman Mishnah. So the death is still kosher. The old down demonstration to keep soon the Hanai, she is Zman. So what if there is no Zman, so it's possible, and that's not. So why the commissioner have to tell us that it's possible with any death? Because of the death of Hanai said. The Hanai, she is Zman. So the answer is, I'm going to miss it about kosher. Und ich bin jetzt am Miese, ich bin auch am Loma Kuhn. Ach, wenn ich Miese, dann ist es fein, wie ich zu der Rabon. Und ich gebe es nur uns an. So ich tue es kosten werde. So ich kosten werde, dann wo ich die Miese already in Gange gehe. Ich bebaue, wenn ich eine Dose get nach. So she's not allowed to get nach. But suppose she got married, so we don't force her to be hated from the second husband. In view of the fact that it's only through the Rabbanon, so in such a case, the Chachomim said, no, it ain't safe. So remember, Vashemke, if it's Laham, he said, so then, Vashemke, if it would involve the dealing of the Yad Laham, he said, so then, if we please this thing. Or, if the Yad Laham, he said, but not, no, 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 that the Mishneh, the first Mishneh, the Reish of the Mishneh, does not necessarily imply the halacha that a Spanish of Shal is not Mechiyah. Because, but, the Reish of the Mishneh certainly must have referenced Do he get the Pesach man? Because if he get those Pesach man altogether, so then it is possible the other. And that's all, because if he gets his man, the answer is insofar as the truth of getting his man is concerned, which is possible the other. So it's only if he gets no man. But suppose he gets his man, but his man is not, does not consist of this man of the day, of the particular day, but of the Shonah, or even of the Shiv. So it's only possible. In a Mishkosu day, Shavu Ashon or Lechidesh, Yomar Chelchek is eating the kosher. The Zman in Lechiyako. But since the Zman is so broad, in other words, it's in this year, from Melech, and then he died, let's say, 6 months later. It's still the same year. So, what time is it? But because, so in a Mishkosu, Shavu Ashon or Lechidesh, don't say she eat me because of the vehicle. In our Lucha. So if the get his nose man altogether, so it's possible. Or if it's a move then, but suppose the get is co-stated, then it's kosher. So anyway, we could say the Reche, so from the Reche, it's not necessarily Lucha. Like who can have a second? Because we could apply it to the get that is kosher, that has his man, but his man is Lucha. So because of that, the same case, the fellows, this aloche, la putele rabbi. You may, so, the more I try to mention a riot to Robert's first worship, that the king at night, to Amos, is considered the king at night, is considered king at night, because she will say, la shi masye, and she will be the in the case of the gift that was given by the vow to the mission. And the night was, you were seen, he came across in the England, okay? And then he came. He did not come within 30 days, even though he tried to come, because the bridge broke down. So the Gemara says, no, there is no right. So there is no right. Why? Because you may stop. So, no, I'm sorry, this space is left as well anymore. But the more I wanted to mention a riot from the same thing. So maize was the colour, so you want to say that to the little people come here. We think the paid the show say and we know we are the one who paid the shame on the shake, for little people come here. Now there's the morning. So there is a price. Come rabbi, say it here my youth, in Mays in the Hills, you know for a buying solo, or a kitchen of us, or a kitchen of us, any day. In Mays in the Hills, you know for a buying solo, kitchen of us, how is it? So now the vow did you get to his wife, and he stipulated, if that she should be in the rashes if he dies in the course of that sickness. So, and then he died, but he didn't die from the sickness itself. He died in the course of the sickness. Before he was able even to recuperate. No one knows whether he would have recuperated. But before he was able to recuperate from the sickness, he died. So he died in the course of the sickness. But how did he die? Not from the sickness. Died in the cause of the sickness, but not from the sickness. He died in other children, not from a violence, kissing off, anywhere. Suppose that my world, in reality, if I don't recover, the reality, the local violence, the kissing of us, if I don't become well from in that sickness, in this sickness, so, and then he didn't become well. But not because he died from the sickness. نقطه بعد پیش ناخود همین دیگه سو منشنه اینشه و منشنه سی واسه دیفرنت سو رشه اکسپرینزه مانکه منشنه اینشه اینگه دی اون سه دوشتیا دی اونی موسیقا دلیگه دویو ما او ریونی سو داخل منشنه اینشه این اون سه دوشتیا خاصیقا دلیگه ریشه نداره بگیم دون بخیزی خیلی زیوی ماشما او You take it. Now, you shall also at the same time. You shall be eating also at the time. As in the current sphere between the religions. The religion appears to say that the kingdom at night or enemies is not a good kingdom at night. But when the religion says, if he says, I really did that my name makes in the religion. And then he didn't die in that show. Had he died in that show there, it would not be considered as a kingdom at night enemies. Because that's what he said. But he died in another children because of an accident. So he became at night to place waves. And the creation says, anyway, so that means he came at night doing this in an unnatural way. He came at night in an unnatural way is not considered as a came at night. So then we should say the same thing, the things of the same. In every way, you know, providing the human host, also, anyway. So the same thing says, I so, I will be known as the Kashyap and the Yoshami. The Yoshami did the Perez, there is a difference. In the case of the Yitzhak Bayoni, the Yitzhak Bayoni, so his smile was, if I recover from the sickness, if I don't recover, if I die, not recover, if I die from the sickness, did he die from the sickness? He didn't die. He died because of an accident, because of an actual death. The virus collapsed. In no hospital. So maybe the trial is not this guy. Literally, the trial is not this guy. The fulfillment of the trial consists in death from the sickness. But the death took place not from the sickness. Next day. So maybe there was literally no chibatai. Mashaiki, that's why the writer said it. In the same way, the trial was not. If I die from the sickness, if I don't stand up in the sickness, if I don't become well in the sickness, so that I'll be able to walk around. So then you should be aggressive. Did he stand up? Did he become well in the course of the sickness? No! So the lie in the same way, the lie was literally fulfilled. That's my idea. That's the answer given by Yoshua. But the more it is, the same kashya of the Yerushalmi, the Babu, and then the character of the more here, the Babu is not the same as the Yerushalmi. And the Babu is the parent, Shokhei Nitam, Ochrei Ari Enyon. Shokhei Nitam, Ochrei Ari Enyon. In other words, we cannot reconcile, it seems possible to reconcile the nation of the city. So in other words, so if we say in the ratio, anyway, so we have to say in the same way also. If we say the same way, haveige, we have to say in the ratio also. But the Bachelor of the Morning is that, in other words, it's like Tatra, Misha, Shonosu, Shonosu. In other words, the ratio of the same way cannot be reconciled with each other. So in other words, the ratio is consistent with the shite that the kingdom at night reigns is not the kingdom at night. In the way, according to the Rinche, in the case of the Seife, it should also be in there. The Seife that says Arinzige is consistent with the shite that the kingdom at night reigns is the kingdom at night. So in the way, according to the Seife, in the case of the Rinche, it should also be in there. So the Bible doesn't need the same character as the Yerushalayim. Why? So obviously, there is a mahalakha between the Babu and Yerushalmi. According to the Yerushalmi, so if he says, Harim Zidite, Nalim Meisim Chemize, so Meisim Chemize means, if I die from the sickness, if the sickness will be the cause of my death. But in according to the Babu, Harim Zidite, Nalim Meisim Chemize, does not mean if I die from the sickness, but if I die in the cause of now, if you look at the Bible, he didn't die from the sickness. The sickness was not a cause, But he died through the cause of his sin. So you know that the Bible says that Ochre Adi Aaron, in other words, in the case of Ochre Adi, the same thing. So we say that Abigail, not Abigail. And the reason is why the same thing says that Abigail, for the sake of all, he came at night for Amos, is he came at night. But we pass through that he came at night for Amos, is not a king. He's not a king. So this is Satan's God. We think. You know, as that, you know, we think of coming up, we think of very special, they don't know what that is, you know, if he said, if we have the same day, I have the directions, and then Navi devoured him. So he died the natural death. So anyone knows that it should be a death. In other words, we say that it's not a death. Not a death. Not like the saints of the Bible. He was anyone who said it, but I will have a death. Why is it? Is in again, even in the case of the same thing, because the king of life is, not the king of life. But, the more it says here, that if the anus is an anus of his, then he is the king of life. Because there's a leader, that the thou wanted to get to the house, if this night is his time for him. Because after all, the gift, this, he said, is the primary motive. In the giving of the gift. Why did he give the gift? Because he wants to protect her against being spook of the evil. So Balai had the gift of the evil to come on. The Yeshua, but the day to Shrika Vau, we ask a dimension of the station. In order to understand fully this stateless, we have to learn the princess Ikedam, the Tarkino without Ikedam, Oma Roda, the same name. I mean, it's the same concept. Now let's go over that thing, because it's based upon the same kind of Ike Dam Rona Roda Vahemini Posakha Jerishne Kam Dengun is the big the head of Ayyam the Oma Sone Ashaz the Rika Shalaya the Rabu the Oma the Masika the Vahemini 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 Because of the Muslim, so in other words, the mascot is like the first one, that the king at night, the image is not the king of night. Even though I'm the right side of the king, I'm sorry, the king at night, the image is the king of night. Even though I'm the right side of the image, it's not the king of night, but because of two excuses, so I'm talking about this back then it is the king. Because of the Muslim, the king of night, But the Yerushalmi limits that oneness to the case of the amazing. That when he says amazing, he means, if I die from the sickness, the sickness will be the cause of the death. But Hesha says, maybe according to our Gemara, so even in the case where he says, in the end of the day, it also means, if I don't recover because of the death occurring as a result of the sickness. So you cannot say that. So we have a heavy also in Tanku Shesu, that I would like to reserve another family in a couple of weeks in the Shiawi, so there will be more mentions by the effort. Anyway, I would like to reserve another family who can sold a piece of land to Shiva. Couple of our called incense. So he made the warranty, he guaranteed. Every instance, if something happens to that piece of land, he will reimburse the Rikida for. So he was in Kabul. Initially, he saved a people in Ireland. So he made this bounty because of certain kind of unseen that are likely to happen. But they didn't anticipate that when the field might be flooded. That they didn't anticipate. But they made that bounty anyway because of other contingencies that are very frequent. But the other contingencies didn't take place. But how did he sustain the loss? Did he sustain the loss? because of something unusual. Because of something unusual. And people in our other kind of abuse, all the way, zero shuttle, the abuse of the police in itself. So Rabbi said, you are this definitely reimbursed because you agreed, you promised to reimburse the care for any loss that might overtake the care in connection with the care. Oh my Rabakada, if a Rabbi is in Jewish vehicle, how can we say that his warranty implies that he will reimburse the care for any loss, but this is the kind of loss that is very unusual, and he didn't have that mind when he wrote that warranty, that guarantee. So he did not have that mind. He got the means of what he coming from it, from a mutual share. In other words, he's not hired for reimbursement. Is there a bit of water in the end of the day? He said, you know, what is it? You know, how is it yet? How is it yet? So, in other words, he's saying, he must not be in it. He's also a Kibat now, so here too, even if something different, and in a second, something that is not right to get and that was not expected, so he still should be responsible. And then what the reinvention is, and the Kabaka is good for a being, if he catches a Risha Sefe, will see him keep him away. And the way, if he catches a Risha Sefe, will he come to the Rosh in Shabeshi. So the Sefe is in Shabeshi. And because the Risha is Sefe are inconsistent with each other. So in many ways, we have to pass the liberation that the Kimat Nal Reyes is not the Kimat Nal. So here too, a guarantee, I mean, he stipulated that if something happens and there is loss, so then he'll reimburse the Kayak, but the loss that occurred is an unusual loss. Amazing. So in many ways, that's not considered as a Kimat Nal, as a real Kimat Nal, so it's not responsible. That's how it will be more fast. You know why you should not have any debt? Because, not because the Kimat Nai Reyes is not Kimat Nai, but because he then, he makes it, if the debt will be the cause, if the Chayim will be the cause of the debt, not if there will be an unnatural debt, so then it has nothing to do with the Shire as to whether a Kimat Nai Reyes is a Kimat Nai, or a Kimat Nai Reyes is not a Kimat Nai. So what relevance does this vice have upon the case of the person who made the warranty that he will reimburse the Ogea for any loss that will be that the Ogea will sustain? So it's a Raya that according to our Gemara, when he says, he makes in the Chayim Zeh, so yes, not because the Nile was literally not fulfilled. The Nile was literally fulfilled. Because the Mason of Hades doesn't mean if I die from the sickness. But the Mason of Hades means if I die in the cause of the sickness. He did die in the cause of the sickness. But when I show death. So the Nile was literally fulfilled. But the witness fights it again because it was fulfilled. God quitting. So, but the question is, according to the first question of Bokhe, so there is a first point that in the Kimat Nai Beinus, because of Akhil Rabban Vishne, is considered in the Kimat Nai. The only thing about the Kimat Nai is a Kamish Rikia, the name of the name is Shriya Kumukhasuke. The name of the name is Kimu Yone Inese. The name is Shriya Kwao, Tahiti Shoghe, of three levels of unseen is mentioned by Zohar Hashem, by most Hashem. It seems that בין מיני זה משליח כבר, כי אני בין שעור. And then there is an illness that there is a shriek of redam. And then... So... And then there is an illness of shriek of redam. So in other words, it's an illness that is completely unusual, completely unusual. Something that doesn't even enter the mind of the person. A person, in other words, the average person doesn't think of Chas V'Shalom dying to an anatomy. That's what that, I mean, today, people, so when they take out insurance, so many people do fill out certain clause in case of an amateur death, so that you did not invent it. But that's a modern invention. But a natural person doesn't think, has to show it, of such things, of dying in an amateur way. So the male is death, and he is the Shriyaka. And he is the Shriyaka. What is the criteria whereby we determine as to whether it's Shriyaka or Shriyaka, or also Shriyaka? So there is a very simple criteria. An illness, the shriach, no shriach, means it is that kind of an illness, while it's not usual, but it is something that a person, in the course of the vicissitudes of life, and this thinks about it many times, it's not frequent, but it thinks about it. It is something that a person, the average person, and this. Yafla'o means that kind of illness, like Chas V'Shalom dying to an amateur death, which a person doesn't even anticipate. A person doesn't even anticipate. And when you say a person doesn't anticipate, we don't mean that he doesn't need a fantasy about it. You know, all kinds of abnormal machshavot can present themselves to one's mind. But that's not something that the person anticipates. Just because, you know, in the course of fantasy, it flashes his mind. In other words, while a person is in a reasonable state, so then he doesn't anticipate such prejudice happening. Alright, that's an English reaction. So the male, if it's an English reaction, so then even the first motion of hope that says that there is a special Takonis Hakonis, that the Kim at night the illness should be considered the Kim at night. So, but that Takonis Hakonis, that Akhil Rabbeinu Vishnei, does not apply to an English life. And then there is no reason as to why the Hakonis should be not here the Vishnei in respect to an English life. If it is an English, so in other words, if it is an English life, so even the first motion of Robert will agree that it's not considered as a good thing. If, and the other part, if it then is that is Shriach Ligamre, so that means every person thinks about it and anticipates. He knows that it can happen very frequently. So if it is an image that is Shriach Ligamre, so even the second question, even the second version of Rabbi will agree that it is considered a good thing now. It's considered a good thing. That's why past the mother. So, he said, even though he was he can't have one again. Later. So, he wanted to come. But then the bridge fell down. But the bridge fell down every Monday and Thursday. So she will say, Moshe Masi, it is considered a good thing now. Because since the bridge fell down every Monday and Thursday, and he knew that. So if the intention of the Baal had been that in case it twice the time, but it prevented from coming because of the bridge breaking down, so then the gate should not be half. He should have said it. He should have mentioned it. He's a reasonable person. Why didn't he mention it? He couldn't say he didn't think of it. How is it possible he think of it when it happened every Monday and Thursday? So the fact that he didn't mention it, that even if I do not come, because the bridge breaks down. But if I do not come, because the bridge will break down, but I'll try to come. So then the gift should not be how indicates that at the time he gave the gift, it was his undivulged. He intends that the gift should be how. As long as he doesn't come within 10 days, even if he doesn't come because of the limit of Shriach of Fatima. So what does it mean? In other words, since it's Shriach Rigamre, so you consider it as if it's sold it out. Now, suppose you would say, Harezi Gita Fe Mubosi Kama Lamge, and in Mubosi, Mishum Mupaske Mavre, Harezi Gita. So then there's no Shire. So even if it is sold out, there's a Mubi Mimucha, that this is what he meant. So there's no question about it. When are the two Shemets? When are the two Shemets? So on the Reise level, it's not it enough. But whether the Rabbonon we say Judicum get right, that's Shriach Reishon. So this is what he said over there, and here is more cases. The Yeshua, the name is Shriach Rao, we ask it about the Shriach Reishon. So he says, the when can we apply the concept, the oneness of the Michael Tamiyot, that's only respect to an image that is Shriach Loishon. Let's say, the Akshat in the Bosi, we can't but in Israel, should be the same of every person in this case there. He knows that it is something that can be anticipated. Can you hear that talk? The aloche, or the chishishin, because chesed chaim, all right, chesed chaim. So, the other chazok is also, so there is chesed chishishin, there is chesed muye, but all these chazokes change, and chesed chaim is also, like every other status quo, it changes. So, in many ways, we can say, so that way, mise is the level of Shriach Loishim. Means that when Shriach Reishia by definition means something that a person doesn't anticipate to come, but he thinks about it. He doesn't really expect it to come, but he thinks about it. And the thought presents itself to his mind that it might happen. So that what we say, natural death, is in the meanings of Shriach Reishia. So, in respect for an image, like he's a natural of Shriach Loi Shriach, then we can say that even if we accept that a regular image is Shriach Loi Shriach, let's say like him, so he's not considered as a team at night, but the Shriach Loi Shriach of Mise is considered. Why? Because of his devotion to his wife. So maybe since he sees something that the husband always thinks, maybe he'll die and then his wife will remain scoopable with Mulakutze and it will not be so simple for her to get Kutze. So he thinks about it. So maybe if he didn't say, in case I don't come in 30 days because of a natural death, so then we should not be the Rashes. So the presumption is that his intention was that even the not coming within 30 days would be a result of the natural death, he should still be here. So that's only Shaliach in respect to an image of Shriach Loishriach. Mashenike, Kocho Adin, Yoko Yvayim, Kutish Lokosh, that was Shriach Bao, and I'm not sure that. So there, we must apply this role of Loishriach Adayim, Shriach Loishriach. Now the question is, the taser, so in other words, this little taser is in accord with the big taser that I've given. That I've given. But the big taser that I've given doesn't require an explanation, it's very simple. There are three levels. In other words, there is one level of Shriach Ligamre. So Shriach Ligamre, so the fact that he doesn't mention it shows that he doesn't exclude a Kim at night through that image. That is Shriach Ligamre, So it's considered as if he's thrown it out. As if he's thrown it out that the people, when it is the Kimat Nai will be through the fingers of Shri Aurangabe, it should be considered the Kimat Nai. And then there is a double extreme. So an English with Shri Akbar, so then with Shri Akbar, so we cannot say it was his intention, because that's all he didn't think of. But how can you explain this principle in connection of when people coming up? Now, suppose, of course, a person is natural in athletes. Natural athletes. So that's the reason as to why the average person doesn't anticipate Kastushalat of an unnatural death. Doesn't it? Because by nature, instinctively, it's an athlete. The naturalist, I think, one great scientist, Juan Marion, so he writes that man is unreasonably an athlete. Athlete, because, let's say, no person is afraid, let's say, well, in those days there was no plague, but there was a trade, but there were accidents in train, so no reasonable person will refrain from using the train because there might be a train crash. But so many people, the vital athletes, and according to statistics, so the chance of Hasmisholem getting killed in a train crash so is much more than the chances of winning the lottery, winning a million rubles. I mean, even talk of dollars. So, million rubles. Still, so many people are so hasty and eager to buy a lottery, but no one refrains from using the train. Why? Because the person is naturally lottery. Okay. So mainly, if the average person, the average normal person, doesn't think Hasmisholem of an unnatural death. Doesn't think. And if he does think it for himself, just go to the psychiatrist if he does think. So he doesn't think about it. But suppose somebody would reveal to him, listen, you might Hasmisholem be killed in an unnatural death. Because of an accident of Rubai, Chinoko Choklani. So, and then he would have to give a get. Wouldn't he say that in the person he can by the race Hedesh, and if somebody did reveal to him that in the course of his trip of the race Hedesh, he'll go over the jungles, in the Rubaiyas, there might have to show him, he might have to show him perish because of what they are in the Chinoko. So then certainly, we say, when he gives the get, when he says, in with Gossi, we can but in his chedesh, and so you should be in the rashes, and if Hasmisholem is with Gossi, because of Hasmisholem, this tragedy of all the Ali, you should be in the rashes. He certainly would do it, because, after all, he wants to protect his wife. So, what difference does it make to him whether the unfortunate lot of his wife, will be caused by natural death or by natural death. It will be the same unfortunate life. So, how to write this case and say, Vishwa Yudam, do you understand case of distinction between the Midas and the Shriach Klau and the Midas and the Shriach Yudam and the Midas and the Shriach Yudam? But in respect to the struggle of the Nichol Kamiyot, which is descriptive of the noble attitude of the husband, that he wants his wife to be protected and that she should be divorced rather than to be skuko in yidmo lechute. So what did we ask about it? He didn't think of it because the person is naturally an optimist. But had he thought about it, had it been revealed to him that this tragedy is possible, so that he certainly would have speaking to him that he I'm not going to be able to do that. Now, suppose the Abede is in Dorosh Eitzim, but we know that the one who works there didn't know the Torah. He didn't know. We know that he doesn't know the Torah. And then somebody picked it up. Somebody found it. And he knows, usually, if a person finds the Dorosh Eitzim, he doesn't have the anticipated possibility. Maybe the loser didn't know, because all the possible masters is teaching the whole show, so we take it for granted that he found it out in minutes. After all. But the problem is, it is a situation that we know that the loser doesn't know the Torah. And then somebody else found it. So our bias is not allowed to pick it up. Because usually that is what it seems. Usually that means a usually subject. If the owner, if the loser, would have found out about it, would have been told about the loss, he certainly would have said, by the way, told us. But he didn't, actually he didn't say. So in other words, there is a Jewish in the subjunctive. Had he known, he would miss out. But actually there is no Jewish. So Rabbi says, Jewish only does have Jewish. Jewish in the subjunctive is a good Jewish. Even though he didn't actually be CIA, because he didn't know. But if somebody were to tell him, you know, you lost a diamond watch, there was a hole in your pocket, and you lost a diamond watch, he certainly would have said, a violent something. So constructively, and then they have got a couple of years, the husband, the first husband shows up. So the Allah is facing them there. So she suffers. So it's very detrimental to her if she gets married and then the Baal shows up. So the male when this Jitra has to get married, the she will be very cautious in getting married. She will make sure that the husband is not around. And she has ways of finding out, because she knows the husband, so she can realize if the husband has been alive, she will get her anyway. So it's based upon the internet of the Khila Shahmat or the same position I can use today, or the new Sadaki will do yes, or you have to be sure. So, in other words, so it's a deal, guys. It's not the deal of a baby, but it's other people in the other people in the world for her joking and creating of money. So in other words, even I say she's allowed to get married. And the basis of certain humanness of this that we will do in Shakrinche, because with Isha Daibanis, that's a very reasonable time. Taste says, he's allowed to. Taste says, Abraham, neither I say. And then some Shane say that the discussions are supposed to. Because there is a commercial in the Sifri. The Yochum Yachav the Ish, the Halom of Hathos, the issue that the issue didn't come. Other the issue come. So it's a question of Sakosha. So, but then Stacy doesn't mention that Sifri, and he says, So, in other words, there are two kinds of appearance. There is one kind of appearance where the actually is how I lose. So, we teach you Hakoni, heavy care after the interviewer, like in Yoga Harakam. So, he was in care of the Isha of the Huts in order to be matched with the other, to be matched with the other. So, only to show best in heavy care to be in care of the Isha. But when there is not, so best cannot be in care. The Isha is Hasuka. With the show, if there is a show, so this is not going to have a care to be in care in the Isha, but not in the Isha. But then, the Dover Adene, So it's another kind of a prayer. It's not a prayer that is how I'm doing here. I'm doing something. But, or I'm doing something to me. But, in other words, there is our this mitzvah, but neither I say this mitzvah means someone who is so neglected, as it seems, that there are no children. But if a certain disease is neglected, people don't take a real interest in the disease. But Cain, yes, yes, Cain, but he has Cain, but he doesn't have a big funeral. So that's not in the sense. That's not in the sense. So the whole Hezekiah, even Hezekiah, if it is a double, a danger in the sense, yeah, even though in the Reichs, he is not Michlau in the category of the Mitzvah. So the Dover Adena, the Chachon, the Mekeach, to be Machnis, to give him a Chalushem, give her a Chalushem, be Machnis, the Ktano, the Nisho Ktano, to be Machnis, her, in the category of the Mitzvah. In the category of the Mitzvah. So the Mele, So they give a Chalushem, so the Akira is not Chalad Yisra, or Luitami Baal Dhan. Not on that, Chachon, they know Keach to be Ikea in Yisra to Mestiam. But the Akira means that since he's dangerous Mitzvah, even though with the right say Mamesh, she doesn't have a Chalushem as Mitzvah, she is not so neglected and abandoned by everybody that she cannot even have taken. But being in the Mitzvah there is, it partakes of the characteristics of this Mitzvah. Not in a full way, but in other words, this Mitzvah means completely abandoned. She is not completely abandoned. Plenty of taken. But since the older relatives will take a lesser interest in her, because she has a husband, let her husband take care of her. So anyway, so it's David in this Mitzvah. So if it's David in this Mitzvah, so the Chachomim had the Keach to declare her as a mistress, to be Machnis her, in the category of this Mitzvah. But with the Rai say, it's not included in the category of this Mitzvah. But if the Chachomim say so, so they have a Keach. In other words, it's like the Keach of Hector doesn't have to, in the moment. So if the Chachomim say that Ruben's woman should belong to Shimon, so with the Rai say, Shimon becomes the owner. Because the Chachonim said so. So the Dover Adem. So if it's not the Dover Adem, if it doesn't partake of the elements of the Mitzvah in any way, then the Chachonim went to the Keach to give the Chalushen as Mitzvah. And the same thing is true about Idahat. Because apparently this issue is, after all, some of the Shemi mentioned, I mean, that's mentioned in the Sefri, the Yom Idahat, the issue of the Lord of the Chatos, the issue didn't come, but the decision come. So it's a Zohar Tosef. So apparently this is Shukri, this is Nasmach. But what's the Pshat Nasmach? Now, in the case of an Idahot who comes, even not in the Siyah of the Tumi, and who comes and says, let's dialogue, so then we are not worried about the Issa Rishish. Because after all, besides it is the other Bevorim also, the other Bevorim, Chazoke, Ro, Svekzveke, the whole kind of Bevorim in the Aloche. So true indeed, there is Aloche of the Yom HaShem Yidah of Ors Nishmai. So only two Eidim are accepted, are admitted in Yom HaShem Yidah, but not any different. But that doesn't mean that there couldn't be any other evidence, any other belonging circumstantial evidence. So anyway, as far as the determination of the facts is concerned, so then Midrash, an account of the Aroche of Yitzhak Abino Midmuyeh Mishat Chalimshe, and an account of the fact of the Zechila Shachmarta of the Seifo, so Yitzhak Abino Midmuyeh, so there is a Lundene, there is a presumption that what the Dechot says is true. Because if there had been any possibility of not being true, so the woman would be female. Because she knows the repercussions and the consequences in case the husband will ultimately show up. So if the Dechot comes and testifies that the husband died, and the woman relying upon the testimony of the Dechot, so she gets married, so that means she is convinced that that what the Bible says is true. So as far as the building of your body is concerned, it's a building of Isaac. And in general, it's not enough to say a building of God. Because what is building? Building means, in other words, that this is an evidence that the facts are determined. Some either they are determined or they're not determined. It's not enough to say, we don't know whether the husband is dead. But with Rabbanon, we say the husband is dead. Doesn't make sense. Either he's dead or he's not dead. So it's not shayach to say we got a bureau with Rabbanon. Here, when we say that the Yidachot is never with Rabbanon, they mean that the demoness of the Yidachot is based upon the Rabbanon. If not for the Rabbanon of Tetzel, Zeh, and Zeh, then there wouldn't be any Yindele of Ishidaifa Mitzvah. Why is there a Yindele of Ishidaifa Mitzvah? Because the Chachamim were misakim in the case where a woman gets married on the basis of a testament by God, and then the husband shows up after a number of years. So then she has to be divorced. She stays in his own Zeh. So in other words, there are serious repercussions. So as a result of that, Chachamim, Midrashim, she doesn't have to be taken from the first husband, because when she is Mizanet Shedeit or Beines, so then she's Mutarzadai. So why is she taking his own Zeh? Tetzel from the second husband. But why Tetzel from the first husband? If the husband after a number of years shows up, she was not in Isidro, she was not Mizano with the second husband, Bimezi, it was Mishgoto. So neither I say she's Mutaris to the first husband. But the Chachamim on the second. As a result of this Tachonah of Tetzel is only Zeh, so maybe there is a Chochem in the Reis. And as far as the Chochem is concerned, it's not shy to say a Chochem in the Rabbon. A Chochem in the Chochem. But there is a loche, the Reise. So there is a loche of Mishnayim in the Yom Yom. So the Yom 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 Mishnayim. So that means the Bezdi is not allowed to act. And no one is allowed to act in reliance upon the testimony of the Yachad, who is not a who is not a lady. But it has nothing to do with the Yisar HaShish. It has nothing, because as far as the Yisar HaShish, what kind of Yisar HaShish is there? After all, we have the Choche of the Shitaikon Yitzhak, of Yitzhak 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 Yitzhak. So we are sure that the husband is dead. If the husband is dead, how can there be a Yisar HaShish? But even if Rabbi Shmuel is guided and the husband is dead, there is no Yisar HaShish, but there is a Loche of the Shnayim and Yom. For example, the Rambam says in the Yosanishne, that even if the Yom will come in the Yachot, Bezdin cannot act on the basis of the testimony of the Yachot. Even if the Yom will come and will say and testify to certain facts, Bezdin cannot do his money, Bezdin cannot do money. But the Yom tells us, we are sure, that it's true, and suppose Meshe Vare, they are claiming the apostle ladies, so the Gemara always mentions, even Meshe Vare, we cannot become ladies. Is there any sophist that maybe Meshe Vare are not telling the truth of coming? But still, Bezdin cannot do Meitzi Monim, because it is a Zakosu, of Kishnai Lili Yokudomo, even if we are sure that the facts are true. So, in the case where Yehud testified in Stilo, so because of Chema Shechmato, the Seiko, he called him the Chloso, because of Yitzhak Abidun Guil and Shakreishe, and because of Yishad Aikon Mitzvah, there is a Biro Midrashim, but it's a Yehochet Tonis, it's not a Biro of Abedis. And there is a Locher of Ishmael in the Yavo, so Midrashim, Bezdin is not allowed to give a head to get married, and the woman, even though she's convinced that her husband is dead, she is still not allowed to get married because of the Shai Medi Yochum Davor. So the Chachamim say that this Yidachot has a Chalei Shemedes. Why does it have a Chalei Shemedes? So in Jerry Hashem Lachon Jerry, the answer is, since it's Yidomar Adele. So maybe the Chachamim can give in a Chalei Shemedes. So maybe it's not also to base me to be matter or nothing. And as far as the Yisar HaShish is concerned, we're not worried about that, because we have here, we have extraneous behold that what the Yachot says is true on the basis of Yusuf Abidul Yudhuyah and Shakarish. I think this is what Abidyashi means. As far as this is what Abidyashi means. Shabir Rabbana on the Holy Matthew here, Abidyashi doesn't say that the Holy Matthew here is the Shabir. But itself says that in the case of the woman of Vasta, when the husband forced the woman to say Reitan until she agreed, so neither I say other things he got no mark. God, after a long vision, why? Who was a shalom again? So the name what it means is Ikea, to be Makia Ikea, to be Makia Ikea, to be Makia Ikea, if it's Dover Adem. So then it's also Dover Adem, because pushing cannot take effect, so it doesn't. But in the right sense, we say, Agabun Segoma. But still, there is an element of coercion involved, because her das was obtained through force, through violence. So it's true as a result of the violence exercised by the husband, by the mechanics, so she gave her reason. So we the right say, there is das. But it's Dover Adeine, Shalom the das. So since it's Dover Adeine, so Meo the Chachomim and the Keach is yes, Keach the Chachom and the Matire to declare it a Shalom the das. A Shalom the das. And this is how Rabbi Yachin explains the Gemara says. So, Kodesh Bibir, Malika Nema, so Shabur Abon Abirus is used. So, Rabbi Yachin that every Yishe Bir has an element of Yesus. Since Rav Yudhi Tarantari the Bir, so in other words, every act of Yishe Bir is Kritzes, the act of Kritzes. It's an act of Kritzes. Why is it an act of Kritzes? Because it has the semblance of the Biasmus. But it's not the Biasmus Mamish. It's the Biasmus. So, Abigail doesn't mean that any woman is becoming the Bias, so she's with us. Our has to show her. Abigail says, here there was a special Tachonis Chachonim. The Chachonim were Makia Bibushi. Why were they Makia Bibushi? Why were they Makia Bibushi? So, Jesus explains it, and the basis. Cases explained the immoral of Bastard, the immoral of Bones, and the basis of lack of real consent. Even though I said there was consent. In the immoral of Bastard, so there was consent, because I have been sick all over. She said later. But there is an element of no consent, because after all, the Reitan itself was obtained through undue pressure, through violence, through courage. So in the end, she wanted. But how that consent was obtained? Through coercion, through violence. Because he hit her, he threatened her. He put her in prison. So it's true as a result of that violence, of that coercion, she gave her consent. So then I say, there is no lack of consent. But there is an element of lack of consent. In view of the fact that the consent itself was obtained through violence. She was happily married to the first husband, but she was a child, she was a day woman, still a child, so he kicked her. You want to be married to me? So he said yes. So in other words, without any premeditation, she gave her consent to Jesus. But it's not real that. So it's Dover Adeine to Balkor. So since it's Dover Adeine, Yeish Keyam Lachonim, to give it a Chayon Shem of no das of Balkor. The Chachonim declared that to be Balkor. The Chachonim declared that to be Balkor. So the difference between Jesus of Shach and Balkor, so over here there is an element of no consent, because in the moment of Basra, so the consent itself was obtained through violence, through coercion, through the power. And the boy wonders again, there is an element of Balkor, even though Midrashe itself, so it is considered Midrashe. But there is an element of no consent, because after all, he obtained her das, you know, without any premeditation, and while she was caught by surprise. So, I'll give him the right to say it's considered das. But it didn't get to know her. So, maybe it's not what I think, man. So, things they say, this is not like it. But so, in case, here, it's not the Bible. So here, Kinesis explains the more elements to this on the basis of now. And Rabbi Gershon explains it also on the basis of Dover Adeine, is Yeshia Yatachon Vaki. So, because sees every Hishabir has an element of the Aznus. Ravim, it's a princess, every Hishabir. But it's only has an element of the Aznus, but it's not part of the Aznus, it's the Aznus. So, sees it's a Dover Adem. With the Aznus, so the male and the Havon and the Kiyah to be here. But where are the Havon and the Kiyah? It's a different situation. Not the Havon were in Kiyah in all situations. So this is the Pshat of Hamidyashi in